感谢神给我们在这里有机会一起的来敬拜他，一起在他的话语里面有学习的机会。
Thank God for letting us be gathered here together to read His words, and that we may learn from His words.
今天的题目是什么意思呢？132个祝福。
What is the meaning of today's topic? 132 blessings.
这个数目字是跟大家有关系的。
This 132 is related to all of you.
如果要知道是什么意思，就要一直的留心听。
If you know, want to know what this means, you have to be careful throughout the sermon.
主耶稣在马太福音28:18-20那里讲给教会听他的大使命。
Our Lord Jesus in Matthew 28 taught us about the great command to the church.
那里说就是天上地下所有的权柄已经赐给我了，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所教训你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And Jesus said, All authority in heaven and on earth has given to me. Therefore, baptizing them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus.
所以教
and teaching them what to obey all I have taught you.
所以教会最重要的使命就是要万民成为耶稣基督的门徒。
So the most important command for the church is to make disciples of all nations.
但是如果我们要让万民成为耶稣基督的门徒，他们首先要听到耶稣基督的福音。
If we want to make them to be Jesus' disciples, they have to first hear the gospel of Jesus.
所以传福音可以说是教会最重要的一个使命。
So it is most important the command for the church to spread the gospel.
但是传福音有两个方面。
But the two aspects of spreading the gospel.
有个人层面的传福音，还有在教会层面的传福音。
There's an individual aspect and also in the church.
很多时候我们听到很多的信息，鼓励信徒我们做个人的布道，在我们的生活的当中跟我们的朋友来传福音。
Oftentimes we make our individual witnesses to our friends and give them the gospel.
但是很重要的一个方面就是教会怎么样在教会的层面上弟兄姐妹同心合意的来传福音。
But the more important is how the entire church, all brothers and sisters together to spread the gospel.
一个不注重传福音在教会层面传福音的一个教会。
If a church does not emphasize on evangelism,
就是好像一个消防局，在这个消防局的这个层面上面，他不注重来救火。
It's just like a fire department. The entire department doesn't emphasize on how to put out the fire.
或者好像一个就是警察局，但是在警察局的层面上面，他们不注重来破案。
Or like a police station, but in their work, they do not emphasize how to solve.
或者好像一个医院，在医院的层面上面，他不注重来拯救人的身体。
Or just like a hospital, which is not emphasized on saving lives.
一个不注重传福音的教会是很难得到神的祝福的。
A church does not emphasize evangelism is very difficult to get God's blessing.
因为耶稣他的应许就是当你做这一个的大使命的时候，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Because Jesus promised, if you commit to this great command, then I'll be with you until the very end of the time.
今天我们想借着民数记第一章1-4，我们刚才读的这一段的经文，来看一看在当中我们有什么的功课，有什么的原则可以应用在我们教会层面的传福音的事情上。
So today we're going to use Numbers chapter 1 to look what are the lessons, what are the principles we can learn to help our church in evangelism.
文数记这一本书是记载在以色列人他们第一代的人出埃及之后在旷野40年的遭遇。
The book of Numbers recorded the Israelites, the first generation who were led out of Egypt they wandered 40 years in the wilderness.
民数记是一本很悲惨的一本书。
And the Numbers is a very sad book.
其实在民数记里面 ,60% 的内容其实原来不需要记载在里面。
Actually, 60% of the content did not necessarily need to be recorded in the book of Numbers.
因为从西乃的旷野直到加底西巴尼亚，就是在迦南地边缘的一个城市当中步行的旅程，只需要11天的时间。
Actually, from the desert of Sinai to the border of the city in Canaan, only required 11 days by walk.
但是他们却用了40年的当中，在这一段的旅程。
But they used 40 years in this journey.
关键呢，就是在第14章那里。
The key is in chapter 14.
因为以色列人他们不信。还有他们的罪，他们不信，就是他们可以凭着神的应许，当他们有信心的话，他们就可以去这个应许之地。他们不相信这一个应许。
Because of the unbelief of the Israelites, they were not able to see God's promise by believing.
所以呢，神呢就叫这个第一代的以色列人，他们要。留在这个迦南地 他留在这个旷野，没有办法去迦南地，他们留在旷野40年的时间。
That's why God told the first generation Israelites they cannot enter Canaan, they have to stay in the wilderness for 40 years.
所以从15章到36章的那一个的篇幅，其实本来是不需要在里面的。
Therefore, from all the contents fromChapter 15 to 36 originally did not to be in there.
而当中主要是记载了以色列人他们在旷野怎么样违背了神。
It recorded how the Israelites disobeyed God.
在哥林多前书第13章那里讲到这些以色列的人他们在旷野里面所行的五中的罪。
First Corinthians chapter 13 record how those Israelites commit sins in those days.
他们有五种的罪，第一种的罪是贪恋恶事。
There are 5 kinds of sins. The first is their lust for the evil doing.
第二个是拜偶像。
They are idol worshiping.
第三是行奸淫。
The third is adultery.
第四是试探主。
The fourth is testing Lord.
第五就是发怨言。
The fifth is complaining.
所以就是因为他们的不信，还有他们的这些的罪，让到本来是11天的路程，后来变成40年。
So it is these sins and their unbelieving caused them turn the 11-day journey into 40 years.
这件事的本身对于我们每一个信徒来说，就是已经是一个很。严重的一个见解。
So this is a very serious warning for us.
就是神给我们应许的那一个丰盛的生命，本来是可以靠着信心，靠着我们过一个圣洁的生活，不是用很长的时间就可以达到的一种的情况。
So originally we were able to obtain the promise of God for abundant life. We can get it very quickly. That did not require a long time.
但是当我们因为不信，因为小信，还有因为我们的罪的关系，神给我们应许的这个丰盛的生命，我们好像一直一直的在旷野里面几十年，我们还没有经历到。
But because of our unbelief, our little faith, or our sins, so we were unable to get this abundant life promised by God, but rather we were.Wandering in the wilderness.
民数记一开始的时候就讲到有一个人口的调查。
At the very beginning of the book of Numbers, there was a census taken.
这一个的我们要问第一个问题就是这一个的人口的调查是谁发出的这个命令。
So the first question is who gave the command to take the census?
答案就是神。
Of course, it's God.
神命令摩西亚伦 来数点当中可以打仗的人数。
God wanted, ordered Moses and Aaron to number all the male who can go to fight.
所以数点人数这一件事本身是没有问题的。
So there's no problem with numbering the people.
很多的教会，包括就是这里的教会，每个星期也有数点我们在当中的人数。
Many churches, including this church, every week we number how many people were in attendance.
在撒母耳记那里记载到大卫，他有一次他也数点自己军队的人数。
In the book of Samuel, there was recorded that once David also numbered his soldiers.
但是在那一次的数点当中，神惩罚大卫。
But David was punished by God in that event.
并不是数点人数本身有什么问题，而是他数点人数的动机背后不是完全的纯洁的。
It's not the numbering itself, but it's the motive behind it was not very holy.
动机可能是出于骄傲，可能是出于其他个人私人的因素。
The motive could be because their pride or any personal reasons.
但是在民数记这里是神吩咐人要数点人数。
But in the book of Numbers, God commanded the people to take a census.
为什么要吩咐人数点人数呢？
Why did command people to number them?
原因就是要预备打仗。
The purpose is to prepare for the war.
预备当他们进入迦南地的时候，怎么样来面对本来已经住在迦南地里面的那一些的人。
So prepare them how to enter the land of Canaan and facing the people who live there.
在当时来说，他们的敌人是血肉之躯，有刀有枪的。
So in those days, their enemies are blood and flesh. They have swords and weapons.
但是在我们这一个的时代，我们作为信徒，作为教会，我们的敌人是谁呢？
But in this days, for us and our church, who are our enemies?
不要误会，我们的敌人不是那些没有信主的人。
Don't misunderstand me. Our enemy is not those unbelievers.
我们需要是用基督的爱来爱他们。
We want to love them with the love of Christ.
我们真正的敌人在以弗所书第六章那里讲得很清楚。
The true enemies was spoken.Clearly, in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6.
我们真正的敌人是在空中掌权属灵气的恶魔。
The real enemy are those who has the power and the spiritual forces who are of evil.
我们真正的敌人是魔鬼，他不是血肉之躯。
So our true enemy is Satan. He's not of blood and flesh.
而且那个战场也不是在地上，是在空中。
And the war.Battlefield is not on the earth, but it is in the air.
我们的敌人比我们强大多少呢？
How strong is our enemies than us?
不只是几千万倍。
Not just thousands of us.
因为对方是魔鬼，我们是血肉之躯的一个人。
Because Satan opposite us, we are of blood and flesh.
我们怎么样可以跟这个魔鬼来征战呢？
How are we going to fight against, Satan?
绝对不是靠我们的能力。
Not because of our ability.
是要靠神的灵，还有神的话语，在我们的生命的当中，我们才有可能来战胜魔鬼。
We need to depend on God's words and God's spirit. Then we can fight against devil in our life.
但是这里讲到一件事，就是打仗是需要预备的。
But here it tells us we need to prepare before we go to war.
传福音也需要是预备的。
So we need to prepare for evangelism.
你知不知道对方为什么没有信主？
Do you know why the other party did not believe in Lord?
我们知不知道在这个地区里面，在这个州里面，人家就是中国人没有信主，他们的原因是什么？
Do we know the people in this region, in this area,The Chinese, why do they not, do not believe in God?
他们是被什么样的思想、什么样的罪来捆绑，以致他们看不到耶稣基督荣耀的福音？
What were they troubled in their minds so that they cannot understand God.
然后神的话语怎么样在这一种的情况当中有一个回应？
How can God's word get a response in this kind of circumstance?
这些都需要准备。
This we all need to prepare.
好像这些以色列人，就是摩西、亚伦，他们就是数点人数作为打仗的准备一样。
就好像 Moses and Aaron, they start numbering the people to prepare for the war.
在这个数点的当中，神我们有一件事情我们要留意。
We need to pay attention to one thing in the numbering.
在传福音的事情上面，我们可能有两个错误的极端。
We may have two extreme mistakes in evangelism.
一个极端呢，就是我们就是传福音的时候，我们就是靠自己的能力，我们没有靠神的能力，没有祷告。
So one extreme.Is we depend on our own ability. We do not depend on God. We do not pray.
另外一个极端呢，有一些教会是事实上有另外一个极端，就是他们有祷告，但是却没有祷告之后相应的行动。
Some church has this other extreme. They do pray, but after pray, they do not have the action that's according to their prayer.
他们可能每一个星期五有祷告。
They may have a prayer meeting every Friday,
或者每一个星期三的晚上有祷告
or every Wednesday night.
但是他们停留在祷告的这一个的层面上面，但是呢，在祷告与祷告之间的那一段的时间却没有相应的行动来做传福音的事情。
But they only stop at praying. Between praying, the two prayings in the time in between, they didn't do anything to evangelize.
在出埃及记第十七章记载以色列人跟亚玛利人的一场的打仗。
In Exodus chapter 11, the Israelites were fighting on the Amorites.
对，在这第十七章里面有两个的战场，一个战场是在山上面，一个战场是在山的下面。
In this chapter, there are two battlefields. One is in the mountain, one is.
在山的上面有摩西、亚伦还有户珥在山上面祷告。
So in the mountain there was Moses, Aaron, and they were praying in the mountain.
在山下面有约书亚带领以色列人来对抗这些亚玛利人。
So on the ground there was Joshua who led the Israelites fighting against the Amorites.
山上面的征战是用祷告，用摩西他举起他的手，举起他的杖。
On the mountain, they use a prayer by Moses, and Moses raised up his hand and his staff.
山下面的征战是用刀用枪。
So the battle on the ground, they use swords.
但是山上面的征战的结果决定山下面征战的结果。
But the results of the battle on the mountain determines the results of the battle on the ground.
但是我们要留意，就是有山上面的征战，但是也需要有山下面的征战。
So we need to remember that there is the battle on the mountain, but there also need to have the battle on the ground.
所以，当我们再看民数记这里的时候。神吩咐谁来做这一个数点人数呢？
So when we go back to the book of Numbers, who did God order to take the census?
神是吩咐摩西、亚伦，还有每一个支派里面的那个领袖。
So God ordered Moses, Aaron, and the one leader of each tribe.
神明显知道以色列人当中有多少个人可以打仗。
Clearly, God knows how many people among the Israelites who can go to war.
但是神没有将这一个答案讲给摩西亚伦听。
But God did not give Moses and Aaron this number.
神说你们自己去数。
God told them, go number them yourself.
因为这个是人的责任。
Because this is their responsibility.
神有神的主权，神有神的工作，但是神在他的旨意的当中，他要我们承担一些的工作。
God has his own sovereignty and his word, but in his will, he wants us to do some of his work.
这个就是我刚才所讲，我们祷告以外的工作，神有一些的工作是要我们亲手的去做。
That's what I said. Besides this prayer, there's things God wants us to do.
不是只是将我们的祷告交托了给神之后，那我们就等神来做。
It's not just give our prayer to God and then we wait for God to work.
因为神明显的将一些的工作分配给人，要人来做。
Clearly, God has given men their responsibility, asked them to do.
然后当他们在数点人数的时候，他们数点多少个支派呢？
So when they were taking the census, how many tribes did they number?
他们是十二个支派都数。
They numbered all 12 tribes.
神没有只是吩咐某几个特别强的人，在属灵里面强的人来攻占这个迦南地。
God did not ask those who might be strong spiritually to go fight for the land of Canaan.
神不是就是只是就是叫摩西你去，或者亚伦你去，或者约书亚你去攻占这个迦南地。
God did not say Moses or Joshua or Aaron, you go.
神也不是吩咐这十二个支派当中最强的那一个支派，好，你们去。
God did not order the strongest tribe say, okay, your tribe can go.
神在这里吩咐的数点人数是所有十二个支派都要数点。
So God asked them to number all the 12 tribes.
所以这里讲到就是传福音不是个人的事情，不是纯粹是个人的事情。
So this also tells us evangelism is not just any particular individual's work.
也不是某一个教会的事情。
It's not just one particular church.
也不是那些最强的教会他们的事情。
It's not only those greatest churches.
是众教会的事情。
It's all the churches.
不只是 MMCC 的事情。
Not only just MMCC.
还有其他的教会。
And the other churches.
每一个神的教会在这一件事上面都有份。
Every church.Also have their share in this God's ministry.
在他们数点人数的时候，他们怎么样数呢？
How did they number the people?
二十岁以上的男丁可以打仗的才可以数。
They number only those who are 20 years and over and who can fight.
首先我们看二十岁以上这个数目字。
Let's first look at over 20 years old.
意思就是说，这一个打仗的人需要是有某一个程度的成熟。
So this means to fight the war, they must have certain degrees of maturity.
你十五岁，你十七岁还不行，你要到二十岁才可以数你。
So 15 or 17, you are not enough. You have to wait until you're 20.
在属灵的层面也有讲到，就是。我们怎么样才是一个成熟的人，可以为神来征战？
Spiritually, we also talk about how can we be spiritually mature to fight for God's word.
在哥林多前书第三章里面，保罗提到有两种的基督徒。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul mentioned two types of Christians.
一种的基督徒，他们是属肉体的。
One is of flesh.
一种的基督徒他们是属灵的。
One type of Christians are spiritual.
保罗说那些属肉体的基督徒他们是在基督里为婴孩的基督徒。
So he says those who are flesh Christians are babies.
他们还不可以吃干粮，他们要吃奶。
They still need to be fed by milk, not solid food.
吃奶的基督徒的意思就是什么呢？就是当他们看圣经的时候，他们没有看得出什么东西了。
So what does it mean Christians who are fed by milk is when they read the Bible, they couldn't understand much.
他们自己读的话，他们看不出什么东西来。
They can only read the words but cannot get any meaning.
他们需要人家看了之后，将这个所看得见整理之后，用例子用见证来讲了之后，他们才可以吸收。
They need other people to read, to organize, and then can teach them by examples, by experiences. Then they can observe.
但是自己来看的话，就什么都看不出来。
if they read themselves, they couldn't understand any.
一个吃奶的基督徒，他们的特征是什么呢？
What is the characteristics of Christians fed by milk?
他们会很喜欢听见证。
They like to hear testimony.
因为见证是不需要消化的。
Because they don't need to digest listening to testimony.
吃奶的意思就是他们不可以自己经过这个嘴啄，然后自己经过消化，然后从食物的当中吸取这个。
Put in the mouth and chew and digest and absorb the nutrients.
好像一个婴孩一样，他就是需要妈妈做这一个的工作。妈妈嘴就是嘴咬吃物，妈妈经过他的就是消化，然后产生这个奶，本身已经直接的有营养了。
So for the babies, they need their mother to help to provide with the milk, and the milk itself is nutritious.
通常如果一个人是70岁或者80岁，他们吃奶的年日可能是两三年。
So if somebody who's 70, 80 years old, but their years of drinking milk maybe only 2-3 years.
这个是通常的情况。
That's the usual way.
但是我们基督徒，我们看看我们自己的情况是怎么样。当我们信主了几十年之后。啊，我们是在吃奶呢，还是一早已经断了奶
？So we as Christians, we need to look at ourselves after decades being a Christian. How are we doing? Are we still drinking milk?
很多人做基督徒做了很久的几十年的时间，但是他是在人生最后的那几年才开始不用吃奶。
Many Christians who've been a Christian for decades.But only the last couple of years they stopped drinking milk.
所以这里说只属20岁以上的，就是说我们要属有一定程度成熟的人。
So when there says we number only those who are 20 years over, means we need to number those who have certain degrees of maturity.
而且呢，他们只是属男丁。
But they only number the male.
这里不是性别的歧视。
This is not a sex discrimination.
这里是有文化的因素，也有就是对妇女尊重的因素在里面。
There is one reason because of culture, the other is the respect for women.
因为你的敌人，他们的兵士是男性。
Because their enemies are male.
男性在生理上比女性是更加有利，这个是不争的事实。
So it is a fact that the male are stronger than the female.
所以你怎么样面对你的敌人，你也需要一个强壮的人来面对他。
So how do you face your enemy? You need a strong one to face your enemy.
但是在属灵的角度来说，怎么样是一个男性呢？
But from a spiritual point of view, what is a male?
如果一个家庭里面有一对夫妇，他们有儿女。
If there's a couple in the family, they have children.
如果在这个家庭里面是这个妈妈做大部分的领导，就是带领祷告。
So if in this family the mother leads for the prayer.
如果主要是这个妈妈来教导她的儿女关于圣经、关于神的事情。
If mothers have the sole responsibility teaching the Bible to their children in this family.
如果在这个家庭里面主要是这个妈妈来决定这一个家庭他们属灵的侍奉的问题。
If it is the mother who decides and issues spiritually in this church.
那在这个家庭里面虽然这个妈妈是一个女性，但是她在属灵上是一个男性。
Then in this family, even the mother is a female, but spiritually,
属灵上的男性的意思就是这个男性在神的里面是有刚强壮胆、有带领的能力。
So the spiritual male means this person in God is courageous and has the ability to lead.
男性的这个特征就是刚强壮胆。
So the male, the characteristic of male is to be strong and be courageous.
这个就是神对约书亚在约书亚记第一章那里三次提到，神吩咐约书亚你要刚强壮胆。
So this is why God in Joshua, the book of Joshua, mentioned three times to Joshua, be strong and courageous.
因为约书亚将要带领以色列人进入迦南地，他作为以色列人的这个军事上的领袖，他需要有这一个刚强壮胆。
So because Joshua was going to lead the Israelites into the land of Canaan, so he is the military leader, so he needs to be strong and be courageous.
所以一个在所以如果在一个家庭里面，这个爸爸他他不是就是愿意带领这个家庭在属灵的事情上来为家庭来祷告。或者是在决定这个家庭侍奉的方向里面 有一个带领的工作，或者是他不主动的来做一个好的榜样的话，那这一个的爸爸他虽然是男性，但是他在属灵上他是一个女性。
That's why if in the family the father who does not take an active role in teaching and in making decisions about spiritual issues in this family, even though he's a maleBut spiritually, he is a female.
因为他没有将刚强壮胆。
Because he was not strong and courageous.
而且这里提到就是不止只是属二十岁以上的男丁，是二十岁以上的男丁可以打仗的才属。
Here it did not say to number 20-year-old male, but it mentioned to number 20-year-old male who can go to war, who can fight.
如果你已经是九十岁的人，而且是病在床上的人，你虽然是二十岁以上的男丁，但是还不可以属你。
If you were 90 years old, you were ill, you were bedridden, then they would not number you.
所以神来数人数的话，跟我们数人数是不一样的。
So God's way of numbering people is different from how we would number people.
上个星期这里数到的就是总共的人数有八十九个人。
Last week, our church attendance was numbered 89.
但是如果神要数人数的话，他会问在这八十九个人里面有哪一些是有足够程度成熟，在灵里面是刚强，可以为我征战的。在这八十九个人里面当中有多少个这样子的人？
So if God is going to number, God's going to ask how many of this 89 people.Who are spiritually strong and courageous, who can fight for God?
因为在这个人数里面有很多不同的情况的人。
Because among this number, there are people of different conditions.
有一些人是不够成熟。
Some may not be mature enough.
有一些人在灵里面很软弱。
Some may be weak in spiritually.
有一些人甚至还没有信主。
Some may not even be believers.
所以一个教会可以在人数上有增长。
So if a church is going to grow in number,
但是在可以打仗的人数却可以减少。
But they might actually decrease in the number who can fight for God.
就是一个教会可以变成越来越大，但是同时是越来越弱。
That's why a church can be increasing in size but becoming weaker.
这个是我们每一个人都要注意的。
This is we all have to pay attention to.
然后我们再看这个数点人数的事情是什么时候发生的。
Let's look when did they start numbering the people.
这个是当以色列人他们建造了会幕之后大概一个月之后发生的事情。
This happened about one month after they established their tabernacle.
摩西在出埃及记那里就是从二十五章到四十章都是讲到建造会幕的事情，会幕的事情。
In Exodus from chapter 25 to chapter 40, all the things that Moses talked about is establishing the tabernacle.
有很仔细的指引，就是在会幕的当中所用的材料、颜色、他们的这个贵重的程度，他们的形状，他们的就是尺寸是怎么样，都有很详细的记载。
They're very detailed description of the things used in tabernacle and the quality, how precious they are, their sizes.
当他们数点人数的这一件事情，就是民数记第一章的时候，整个的会幕已经建造完毕了。
So when they start numbering, taking the census in the book of Numbers, the tabernacle has already completed.
这里有一个很重要的原则，就是首先先有会幕的侍奉，再有对人的侍奉，或者是就是传福音的工作。
So this is a very important point. We have to first have the ministry of the tabernacle before we can have the ministry to people.
对神的敬拜先于我们对人的侍奉。
So the worship toward God has priority over ministry to people.
而且这两件事是不可以分隔的。
And these two cannot be separated.
但是次序有分别。
But there's a difference in order.
如果一个教会它的传福音的事工是弱的话，往往就是它的就是崇拜的事工也是弱的。
So often, if the church is weak in evangelism, the church is also weak in worship.
因为在这个敬拜的这一个的过程的当中，如果弟兄姐妹没有办法在神的面前来有更新他们的生命，来在神的话语上面有晋升的认识，来在他们的生命的当中给神来喂养的话。
If in their worship, they have no deeper understanding of God, and they do not have been renewed in their life, they're not refreshed by God's nurturing.
他们是没有力量来出去为神打仗的。
Then they don't have the power or ability to go and fight for God.
这个好像就是如果我们要派一个军队出去打仗，但是却没有不给他们吃东西，就要他们出去打仗。
It's like we send the troops out to fight but do not feed them.
这件事事实就是在撒母耳记那里发生了。
This actually happened in the book of Samuel.
扫罗他有一次他要带着他的军队来打非利士人。
When Saul was leading his troop to fight the Philistines,
但是他却要他的士兵来起一个誓，就是我们不吃东西，我们就是直到我们打赢之后我们才吃东西。
But he asked his soldiers to make a vow that we're not going to eat, we'll only eat after the fight.
结果每一个士兵他们都饿到就没有力量来打仗。
So they were starved to the point they don't have power ability to fight.
但是扫罗他的儿子约拿丹他不知道父亲有这样子的一个吩咐。
But Jonathan, his son, did not know the father has such a command.
他吃了一些蜜糖，然后眼睛就明亮了。
And he ate some honey, and then his eyes was clear.
明亮的意思就是他的精神恢复了，他没有吃东西的时候看东西都好像不是很清楚。
When he said the eyes is clear means he after he ate he was refreshed. Before that, whatever he sees is just gloom.
然后后来他知道的他爸爸的这一件事情的时候，他就不明白为什么爸爸会有这一种的就是命令。
After he found out what Saul's orders, he could not understand why Saul did so.
他说如果我们都吃了东西，我们岂不可以得到更加多的非利士人吗？
But if we all have eaten, would we not have more Philistines?
他所吃的这一些的蜜糖就是好像神的话语一样。
So, what he has ate, those honey, just like God's words.
神的话比蜜更甜。
God's words is sweeter than honeycomb.
而且给我们有力量来征战。
He gives us the strength to fight.
然后不只是他们就是先有敬拜的这一个的侍奉，再有传福音。
Not only they first have the worship and then they'll go evangelize.
如果我们看就是出埃及记第三十八章二十六节的话。
If we go to Exodus 36 verse 26.
三十八章二十六节出埃及记。
36:26.
在那里呢就是讲到以色列人他们在建造会幕的时候每一个人他们都有奉献。然后。然后在奉献的时候，他们总共奉献的人口有多少呢？
Here it says when they were building the tabernacle, all the Israelites has offering. Here it says what is the amount of offering?
他们总共奉献的人口人数是六十万三千五百五十名。
So the total number 是603,050。
这个人数跟他们数点军人的人数是一模一样。
So this number was the exact number when they numbered the soldiers.
意思就是说，他们敬拜的人跟他们打仗的人是一模一样的数目。
So that is mean they have the exact number of worship as well as to fight.
有多少人来到这里敬拜，就有多少人敬拜之后出去打仗。
How many people came to worship? The same amount of people will go out and fight.
我们今天是不是这个样子呢？
Are we the same way today?
上个星期有89个人来到这里敬拜。
There were 89 people came to worship last week.
在星期天还有下一个星期天的之间的这一段的时间里面，有没有89个人出去为主来征战呢？
Between that Sunday and the next Sunday, were there 89 people went out to fight?
这里圣经让我们看到敬拜的人数跟打仗的人数应该是同一个的人数。
The Bible tells us there should be the same number of people who worship and same number of people who fight for God.
而且在这里呢，他们数点人数的时候呢，他们有一个支派，就是利未支派，他们没有数。
And here when they numbered, there's one tribe they did not include, that's the Levites.
意思不是讲就是利未人他们就是不需要为神来做工。
It doesn't mean that the Levites should not work for God.
意思呢就是敬拜是一个这么重要的一件事情，我们也不应该就是为了有人的侍奉为传福音来停止了敬拜的这一个的事工。
So this means that worship is so important that we cannot because the purpose for evangelism and sacrifice for worship.
敬拜跟传福音是同时进行的事情。
So worship and evangelism should go hand in hand together.
他们数点人数，这个总数是603,550人。
So the number was 603,050.
这个人数就是只是20岁以上的男丁，还不包括妇女还有儿童。
These are only the 20-year-old male, does not include children and women.
所以很多的圣经学家他们都有一个共识，就是当时的以色列的总人口应该是超过200万。
So in those, there's a mutual understanding in those days, the total number of Israelites should be 2 million.
200万是一个怎么样的数目呢？200万的人是一个怎么样大的一个数目呢？
So 2 million people is how big a number?
我就是叫张迪兴给我一些的资料。
And we have provided the brother share some information.
这里呢，每一排呢可以坐6个人，所以呢就是两边呢每一排可以坐12个人。
So we number that on each pew, each row on each side we can see the six.So the entire will be 12.
每一排跟每一排之间大概有一码。
So there's about 1 yard between the rows.
如果用这一个密度来计算的话，200万人他们的列队有多长呢？
So if we use this as a counting, how long would be 2 million people?
95 mile.
95 miles.
如果你开车是60 mile per hour 的话，你要用1个钟头35分钟才可以经过这200万人的列队。
If you drive at 60 mile per hour, it takes you 95 minutes to drive through this large number of troops.
神就是在旷野的40年里面，用他的方法，用从天上降下的玛拿，用磐石里面的水。来供应这200万人的需要。
God in the wilderness used the manna from heaven, the water from the rock, to meet the needs of the 2 million people.
他们在这40年里面，他们的脚没有肿，衣服没有破，鞋也没有破。
So in those 40 years, their feet was not swollen. Their clothes were not broken, and even their shoes were not worn out.
这个是神的供应，神的保守。
This is God's keeping and God's providence.
如果在我们当中，神曾经在某一些的聚会里面呼召你来为他全时间的侍奉他。
If in our meetings God once has called for you to serve Him full time,
但是你却有一些的顾虑，我的家庭的需要，神会不会供应？我有儿女的需要，我有父母的需要，我有经济上的需要，神有没有办法供应？
But if you hesitate and want to know if God can help you for your family needs and your children's needs,
如果我们知道神在旷野里面可以用四十年的时间来喂饱这两百万的人，我们应该相信神也可以供应我个人家庭的需要。
If we know God can feed 2 million people in those 40 years, we believe God can provide what our needs are.
他们在数点人数的时候呢，其实是数点了两次。
They actually took 2 census.
第一次就是在民数记的第一章。
The first time was in chapter 1 of the book of Numbers.
第二次呢是在民数记的第26章。
The second time is in the Numbers of chapter 26.
在第二次的数点的当中，总人口是多少呢？
So what is the total number of the second time census taking?
可以打仗的人，第二次数点的人数是601,730个人。
So the men who can fight are 61,730.
意思是说，就是在这四十年的当中，他们的可以打仗的人口呢，实际上呢是少了大概1,820个人。
So actually, in those 40 years, the number of people who can fight decreased about
180.
But these are two different groups of people.
第二批的人是第一批的人的下一代，他们的儿女。
So the second group are the children of the first group.
这里让我们看到一件事情。
Here we can see one thing.
在神的国里，在神的国里，不是人数，而是人的质数是最重要。
So in God's kingdom, it's not the number of people that's important.
是 the quality of the people.
重要的 important is the quality of the people.
因为当他们人数多的时候，他们不可以进迦南地。现在人口就是打仗的人少了，他们反而可以进迦南地。
That's why when they had more people, they could not enter Canaan. Now they have less people, they can enter Canaan.
而且这里也让我们看到一件事情，就是属灵的下一代是强过属灵的上一代。
So here we can say that the second generation, the spiritual power is greater than the spirituality of the first group.
如果你的父母是基督徒，你也是基督徒。
If your parents are Christians, then you are also a Christian.
我们下一代的基督徒是可以胜过我们上一代的基督徒。
So our next generation Christian can be stronger than our first generation.
在神的国里面，不是一代不如一代，应该是一代强于一代，这样子神的国才可以扩展，神的国才可以更加的强。
In God's kingdom, it should be the younger generation stronger than the older generation. By this way, God's kingdom can expand.
所以在我们当中的属灵的下一代，我们应该在我们爱主上，我们侍奉主上，我们爱人上，我们传福音上，我们应该更胜于我们的父母。
So in the second generation of a Christian, we should be better than our parents in how we love the Lord, how we evangelize, how we serve the Lord.
这里也让我们看到一件事，就是如果神给我们有机会来为他打仗，但是我们却没有好好的参与的话，神可以不用我们，神可以兴起另一代的人来做他的事情。
Here also tells us if God gives us chance to fight for Him, but if we do not do our job well, God can use another group of people to instead of us.
作为一个教会，如果他不注重传福音的话， 经过一段的时间还是这样子的话，神可以不用这个教会，神可以兴起其他的教会来做他的工作。
So for a church, if for a period of time they do not evangelize, God does not have could not do not need to use this church. They can God can raise other churches to replace this church.
就是好像现在当欧美的国家，美国、英国、欧洲的国家，他们不传福音的时候，神可以不用这些国家，神可以兴起亚洲的国家，好像韩国这样子做传福音、做宣教的工作。
Just like when. America and Europe, the churches are not evangelizing. God may not use them. God can raise like countries like Korea to evangelize people.
然后在这个数点人口的这一个的结果里面，哪一个支派是最多人的呢？
So in the numbering of the people, which tribe has the most people?
犹大支派在第一次还有第二次里面都是超过七万人的一个支派，在两次的数点的人口的当中都是最大的支派。
So Judah is the tribe that has the most number in both times, over 70,000 people.
那犹大支派在这个会幕的位置呢，是在会幕的东边，就是会幕的门口的前面。
So the position of Judah was in the east.Gate of the tabernacle.
每一次要起行的话，是犹大支派来带头。
Every time when they marching out, is the Judah, the tribe of Judah lead.
月柜在先，这个祭司在后，然后就是犹大支派，然后就是其他的十一个支派。
So the ark goes first, then the priests.And then the tribe of Judah, and then the rest of the tribes.
犹大支派人口最多，神也给他们最大的责任。
So Judah has the most people. God also gave them most responsibility.
在神的国里面也是一样。
In God's kingdom, it's the same.
大的教会要负起更大的责任。
The largest church has more responsibility.
大的教会帮助中型的教会，中型的教会帮助小型的教会，小型的教会帮助更小型的教会。
So the large church helps the medium-sized church. Medium-sized helps the small size. The small size even helps the smaller one.
而在这个数点人数的当中，哪一个支派是最最少数的人呢？在第一次数点里面，最少数的人是马拿西支派，是排第十二的。
So in which tribe has the least amount of number? Then during the first census was Manasseh. They have only
他是最少的，
最少 the least number.
但是他到第二次的数点的结果呢，他们是从最少的排第十二变成是排第六。
So in the second census taking, the tribe of Manasseh, they went from the least number to sixth largest.
Yeah, they went from 12 to 6.
They went from 12 to 6.
Ranking.
Ranking.
然后在第一次数点的时候呢，西缅支派呢是排第三人数上。
So during the first time, the tribe of Simeon, they were ranked number 3.
第二次排第十二。
So the second time,They're ranked number 12.
这里让我们看到，在前的会在后，在后的也可以在前。
Here we can see the ones who are in front may fall behind. The ones who are behind can come front to the front.
所以这个教会 MMCC 如果按人数来说，可以说是一个最其中一个最小的一个支派。
So MMCC can be considered as one of the smallest tribe.
但是就是这个马拿西的这一个例子让我们看到在后的可以在前。
So from the example of Manasseh, we can know that the ones who are behind can move forward to the front.
如果我们是就是在神的面前，我们是依靠神，然后是努力的话，在后的可以在前。但是如果我们是骄傲的话，在前也可以在后。
So if we depend on God and work diligently,We can move from the back to the front. However, if we become proud, the front ones can fall behind.
但是不要因为就是我们的人数是最少。
have only 1,000 talents, we bury them under the ground.
当他们有这六十多万的人来进驻迦南地的时候，那结果是怎么样呢？
So when they have this group of people enter Canaan, what happened?
结果呢，就是在约书亚记十三章第一节那里讲到的。
So the results was mentioned in Joshua 13. God here did not tell Joshua that you've been working very hard. Now you can retire. You can go home and enjoy your children and play golf.
神在这里就是提醒他，我给你们的恩典，我给你们的应许，不只是这些的。
So God reminded him.But my promises and blessings for you are not just this.
如果你看第十三章第二到第六节，神很清楚的来讲，就是还有什么没有得到的地方。
So if you clearly continue to read from verse 2 of chapter 13, you can see what are other blessings.
从十三章第二到第六节里面，神一个一个的地方数给约书亚听，这些还是你没有得到的地方。
So from verse 2 to verse 6, God counted one by one all the places they have not taken over.
没有得到的地方对于我们今天来说是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean today to us for those places were not taken over?
在当时来说，就是这些的地方还有神的敌人在那里，神的应许不可以在那一个地方来彰显。
So in those days, it means there is still God's enemy, therefore God's promise cannot be fulfilled there.
在我们今天的这一个的情况呢，就是未得之地呢，就是好像我们在座的这些空的位置。
So today, in our situation, this just means all the empty seats in our church.
每一个空的位置呢，是代表一个可以听福音的机会，但是却是失去了那一个的机会的机会。
So every empty space means an opportunity to listen, to receive the gospel. If it's empty, we lost that opportunity.
每一个空的位置代表我们在传福音的事上面还需要努力。
Every empty seat means we have to continue to work hard in evangelism.
每一个空的位置是代表我们在传福音的事情上对神的亏欠。
So in every empty seat means we fall short of God in evangelism.
每一个空的位置是代表我们的福音的债还没有偿还。
So in every empty seat means we have not paid the debt of evangelism.
每一个空的位置是代表神的心还没有得到满足。
So every empty seat means God's heart is not yet satisfied.
神的心是什么呢？
What is God's heart?
坐满我的屋子。
So fill my house.
路加福音第十四章那个大筵席的比喻里面。
So the Luke 14, the parable there.
主人说一切已经预备好了。
The master says all banquet is prepared.
但是叫人出去的话，就是还有很多的空的位置在这里。
So we still have many empty seats. Ask people to go invite.
然后主人就叫那个仆人说，你们这些仆人出去，在街上面叫那些瞎眼的，就是瘸腿的、残废的、贫穷的，叫他们来到我们当中，坐满我的屋子。
So he ordered the servant to go to the roadside to invite the blind, the lame, and those who are handicapped. Come.And fill in my house.
神的救恩已经预备好了。
God's salvation has been prepared.
耶稣已经死了，也已经复活了。
God, Jesus died and already resurrected.
一切口渴的人都可以来。
All those who are thirsty can come.
但是这里却有一些的空的位置，还有人没有来。
But there's still empty seats. Nobody. We need more people to come.
我也叫张弟兄给我一些的数目字。
we also provide some other numbers.
然后呢，我就做了一些的统计。
That I made some the statistics calculations.
在2010年4到6月这三个月里面，在这里聚会的平均的人数是80个。
That's 2010.
对，2010年，对。
And in 2010, between April and June, the average attendance in this church is 80.
因为是就是三个月的一个平均数，所以这个数字是很稳定的。
So that's the average of 3 months. It's a pretty stable number.
2011年的数目字是89个，同样就是四到六月。
So 2011 between the April and June is 89.
2012年就是今年四到六月这个数字是77个。
So from 2012 between April and June is 77.
所以呢，如果我将就是去年还有今年四到六月的数目字做一个平均的话呢，就是有83个人。
So if I average the from April to June for 2011 and 2012, then the number is 83.
相对于2010年的80个人，有三个人的增长。
So compared to 2010, that was 80, so there's an increase of 3.
所以在这里呢可以做多少个人的人呢可以做132个人。
Here, we can see the 132 people.
这里每一排可以坐12个人有11排总共可以坐132个人。
So every row we can set 12, there are 11 rows.
是每一个星期神已经给我们预备了132个祝福。
So in every week, God has prepared for us 132 seats.
我们在过去这三年，可以说就是人数方面呢，就是在就是有就是两年的时间有三个的人的增长。
So in the past 3 years, we increased three people in 2 years.
如果照这一个的这个速度这个速度的话呢？我们要33年的时间才可以坐满132个人。
According to this rate of increase, we need 33 years to fill the church.
平均来说，就是在过去这两年，每一次大概是有50个空的座位。
So average in the last 2 years, every week we have 50 empty seats.
每一次有50个空的座位。
Every week we have 50 empty seats.
我希望我们不需要等33年才可以坐满这个屋子。
I hope we do not wait for 33 years to fill this house.
如果一个人带另外一个没有信主的人来到我们当中的话，那明年的已经可以坐满这个屋子。
If everyone bring one non-believer to this church,Then by next year we can fill this house.
但是我也不相信这个是神的心意。
I do not believe this is God's will.
因为如果一个初信的人他带一个人来，你信了主20年，你也只是带一个人来吗？
So if somebody who's a new believer who bring one person into the church, but you have been a believer for many years, do you also only bring one person to the church?
当我们神交托我们在这一个地区来就是做传福音的工作来向没有信的华人来传福音的时候
When God asks us to be here to evangelize to the unbelieving Chinese
我们有没有数一下在我们当中这明州里面有多少个华人
Have we counted how many Chinese are in Minnesota
根据2010年美国人口的调查在明州有24,643个华人。
So according to 2012 census, there are 24,643 Chinese in Minnesota.
如果照着这个教会增长的这个率来说，我们要164年才可以让到当中1%的华人来到教会。
And according to the rate of our progress, it would take us 164
years.
164 years to reach out for 1/10 of the Chinese.
To reach out to 1%.
1% of the Chinese.
意思就是说，我们有很多的工作要做，每一个教会都有很多的工作要做。
So what the meaning of this is that we have a lot of work to do. Every church has a lot of work.
传福音不只是个人的事情。
So evangelism is not for only individual work.
也不是一个教会的事情。
It's not just one individual church.
是众教会的事情。
It's all the churches.
是教会跟教会要彼此同心来一起做的事情。
Is that all the churches need to work together?
最后我讲一个真人真事。
Then I want to tell you a true story, a true thing.
在去年2011年10月13号星期日的傍晚。
2011, January, October 13th, an evening of Sunday.
在中国的佛山市里面有一个2岁的女童叫做 教会的眼睛，让教会看到他在这个地方成为神的教会，他的责任还有他的使命。帮助我们的心被神你的爱每一天的来激励，以知道我们也可以对我们身边没有认识你的人有这个的爱来带给他们。
Help us that your love stir up and encourage us every day so that we may show your love to you.
帮助这个教会虽然是一个小小的教会，但是不要将神给我们的那一千两埋在地下。
Help this church, even though a small church, let not bury this thousand talents in the ground.
让我们将神你给我们的一切，我们来尽用在神你的国里面。
Let us use what all you have given us to be used in your kingdom.
奉主耶稣的名来求。
We pray and ask in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.